What's happening, ladies and gentlemen? This is the first inaugural podcast. What's happening, Chef? What's happening? It's been a minute. I don't know if y'all checking out my IG right now. I am Max Smoke at Barbecue. What we done brewed up this evening, because it's been a minute. But what better way to start the weekend than to go and do our first inaugural podcast? We are Boys Brew and Q. What's happening? It's Chef Mac B.
Chef Teezy.
You heard what he said. Again, we're Boys Brew and Q. A little bit of stuff that we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about how we get down in the kitchen, how we get down in that backyard on a barbecue, on a smoker. Of course, we're going to have your tips, your do's, your don'ts, your ugliest of uglies when it comes to queuing, all that crazy stuff. And of course, it's going to be a different topic every podcast that we do. Who knows? We might have something on ribs one week. Another segment, we might have something on appetizers. Something after that, we might mess around and do desserts. It just depends how we feel. And of course, it's going to be another bunch of crew folks to hang around with us and just kick it and chill. And of course, we're doing it in the comfort of our home. What you eating on right there, Chef?
Hey, it sounds good, though.
What kind of sandwich you got? Tell them what we brewed up.
We got a signature patty melt going on right here. We got some candy bacon, caramelized onions.
Peppercorn candy bacon.
You
got to get that right.
You heard how you said pepper? Peppercorn.
All right.
Candy bacon. Courtesy of Chef Matt, you know.
I did some bacon jam, too.
Yeah. It's real bacony. We coining that word, too. It's very bacony.
Y'all better not take that.
You know what I'm saying? Just hit you all in your throat. You know what I'm saying? Hit you all in your throat. Got that on there, and we got some peach habanero barbecue sauce.
Homemade.
Yeah, homemade. You know, straight out of the mason jar. Mason Dixie line, mason jar, you know.
Jeez, I'm going to bite mine right now.
You know, it's tasting real good. That was the bite. You know, the sound, yeah, that's the bite right there.
Hold on. No homo. You got to call no homo when you're kissing the meat. There's one of the guys in the house and we're doing barbecue.
You know what I'm talking about.
Chef, let me ask you, what desires your fuel to want to get up in the kitchen? Because you an actual chef.
I was grandma's boy growing up.
You ain't the only one.
So I was always... And it sounded like that was like game on, you know? As soon as that happened, it was game on.
Oh, so we need to be on ESPN then.
I'm sure what it do. But I be, ever since I was little, I was in the kitchen with my grandma, and, she's one of the best cooks I ever ran across.
Hands down,
man. First person to ever make me like squash was squash casserole. But, I'd be in there with her, and we spent a lot of time out on the, on the outside, like at lakes, fishing, and getting... roots and fresh herbs and stuff. She had like a whole book on that stuff, man. So, her name was Gussie. So Gussie taught me how to do my thing.
I don't know how wrong this might sound, but please forgive me, bro. I taste Gussie all in this burger. Please forgive me.
Okay. I ride with that.
So she taught you well.
Yeah, I ride with that.
And it's funny, I trained with me. Grandma always taught me how to do it, and I was the type of fat kid that was sneaking in the kitchen. Grandma being there doing the thing, and she like, if you want some, you gotta learn how to cook it. So hey, I was that kid for holidays. While you got Transformers and GoBots, y'all don't know that, that's old school. While you got Thundercats and all that, I had panini makers. Don't judge me. I had the kitchen, I had the Weber Kids grill.
Hey, real quick, you ever had a panini in the hood?
Don't judge me. Yes, I have. Now, what can you say your style of cooking is like, Chef?
So I do a lot of intercontinental cuisine. I like to do mashups.
Mashups?
Yeah, my favorite cuisine to mash up. It's Asian and Southern.
Give me an example.
Like, you know, the Mongolians, like Khan, you know, Genghis Khan and the Mongolians, when during their reign, so they had General So. And General So, that's where you get the General So's chicken from.
True.
All right. So they used to cook on their shields like woks. Their shields was curved.
True, true.
And I like to take that spice from the Mongolian, culture within the Asian continent, and then I like to mix it and put that with like a rib. You know, get like a peach. That's what a peach and habanero, you know, the spice, the sweet. I like to mix it up. Bring that smoke with the wood and you know, a little bit of thyme and garlic. And then hit it with that Asian fusion. It's a lot of fusion in Asian. So
wow. You know, I like to take that cherry tree, take an axe, chop it down.
That's the best bacon though.
Me and George Washington, you know what I'm saying?
That's the best bacon. Cherry wood bacon, best bacon.
Yeah, and we do what we do.
Best bacon, man.
You know what though? I've worked in a lot of kitchens, you know. Haven't been really taught technical, but a lot of stuff I've kind of been learned from a lot of good chefs and a lot of good cooks. But I've always been a fan of that Southwestern flair, that sweet heat.
Okay.
For example, like New Mexico, Arizona, they're known for stuff like that. The Tex-Mex. But you can kind of take that stuff and make it your own, too. You know, you can always take a certain style and make it your own and put your own signature on it.
Yeah.
So, hey, it's always a way to take something and make it your own and tweak it to your way.
Yeah, that's why I love food, man. You can't never stop with it. You know, there's always something else you can do with it.
Yes, sir. Now, we are Boys Brew and Q. Now, when it comes to smoking and grilling, what you love, man, what you love? You taking some time to think on that one. You taking some time.
I want to take it back to the roots.
Like Kunta Kinte? No. Oh, you going way back.
Not like Kunta. We ain't whipping the meat. We ain't whipping the meat, but I might smack it a little bit though. I might smack it, I ain't gonna flex, but I like to take it back to like the Caribbean and the tropics.
Yes, sir.
But that's where, you know, barbacoa, all that, you know, kind of came from. So I like to throw a lot of tropical fruit in my joint.
Give me an example.
You know, I use a lot of pineapple. A lot of pineapple, mango.
A lot of citrus.
Mm-hmm. My citrus fruits when I'm doing like a Boston butt. Everybody make pork butts, but.
But.
You know, the best joints, in my opinion, is when you add a tropical flair to it, you get the best.
Tell them again.
Most tender too.
Tell them again.
Trying to break it down.
Yeah, the mic drop on that one. Now, Boys Brewing Q, what you think we're going to bring to this podcast?
Flavor.
That's it. You hear that? That was a Blue Moon Mango Wheat. I just tapped the glass myself.
Flavor.
Bring a flavor.
Yeah, not flavor in your ear. Flavor in your throat.
Flavor in your what?
In your throat.
That's with a K.
All up in there. Make your tongue want to jump out and slap your brain.
So again, we're going to try to keep this running as much as we can as far as the podcast. Give me y'all something here and there. You know, it's going to be a theme for each podcast. That first one, I don't know. We might mess around and go and do some appetizers for that next official.
A word?
And then work it up from there.
That's all I'm playing.
Hey, I make a mean smoked deviled egg.
Hey, a smoked deviled egg?
Yes, sir. You can smoke deviled eggs.
Hey, just pause for a second. Let them think about what you really just said.
You can't pause when we live, man. Smoked deviled eggs.
That was for y'all. You see? That was for y'all. Y'all thought about it, right?
You had smoked deviled eggs?
I ain't never had one, dog.
You boil it just like a regular egg. Once you crack the shell, you smoke them for about 15 to 30 minutes. The white will turn into like a light like a hen of brown. Mm-hmm. Take out the yolk, make the inside the same way. Mm. Just like a deviled egg. Throw it in a pastry bag, of course, squeeze it inside the yolk, squeeze it inside the, excuse me, inside the egg.
Give y'all a Thanksgiving recipe. You hear it?
And while you're playing, you want to take, if you want to really take it there, throw some candy bacon on top.
Mmm.
Or fry you a jalapeno and throw on top.
Mmm. Now fry a jalapeno.
Yes, sir.
You know, fry a jalapeno. I had one, I don't know if it was fried, but I was hanging out with a partner of mine. He's from Mexico. And, he said, "Oh, man, you like a spicy?"
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, that's how he said it.
He's so racist.
He was like, well, that's how he said it, man. You know, he said, you like a spicy? I said, yeah, man, I like spicy. And so he said, you know, he said something to the waitress, and I just remember chili toreado.
Okay, so, translate.
I don't know. Chili is pepper. And then toreado, I don't know what that means. I think it means hot.
Throw the hugo?
Toreado.
Who's that?
I don't know Tori. And the auto was hot. That pepper was hot.
What kind of pepper?
Oh, it was a green pepper with onions on it. And man, that thing was hot.
Poblano.
No, I don't think it was one of them. That thing was hot.
What?
Yeah, man, my whole everything was sweat.
How's that burger?
Man, burger though.
Patty melt good.
Yeah, patty melt fine.
I wish y'all could see this right now. I never licked a plate before. But I think my wife would get jealous.
Yeah. Hey, the plate clean though.
Yeah, the plate clean. Of course, everything that we do as far as this podcast, you know, you might catch it on Facebook, you might catch it on IG, depending on what where you're following us at. You know, we're in the process of developing a personal podcast, IG or Facebook. So of course that's in the works. But for right now, you can catch us on Anchor. Download it on your, what's it called? Your Google Play, your Apple Play, Spotify, you can catch us, and we're working on some more. What you sipping?
Hey, that was good.
Of course, we got the chef. Yeah, you got the patty melt. What cheese did you put on this? You put like two or three cheeses on this.
Mm-hmm. Three. It's a smoked provolone.
Smoked.
Sharp.
Extra.
Not extra, just sharp.
Regular sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Sharp cheddar.
Yeah, sharp cheddar and Parmesan.
Mic drop. You dropped the mic on that.
Hard and soft. Hard and soft cheese.
No homo. Not to mention.
And no water whip.
A special type of bread for this particular patty melt.
Mm-hmm. And it ain't brioche. I know some of y'all thought it was brioche just then.
And it's not.
It ain't brioche.
The patty melt was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't dry, juicy, inside and out. Excuse me, seasoned very well. Sweet potato fries with a sweet potato rub for the fries. A particular seasoning. And we, you know, most chefs don't give out the secrets. You might catch this on later podcasts, but it depends on what we sipping, because you know we sip and chill with the boys brewing Q.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us had candy peppercorn bacon on this patty melt. Also bacon jam on here. I know you guys are wondering what in the world is bacon jam. I posted it on my IG.
Go ahead and give them the IG though.
Max Smoking Barbecue. What's your IG?
Chef 706.
706.
Columbus G8, man.
He's a dog fan.
All day long. Sick him.
I wish they can sick him like this patty melt, but they keep missing the championship every year.
Ooh, we kind of know.
I'm just saying.
Number one recruiting, baby.
They taste this patty melt, they might make a championship finally.
Number eight, if any of the dogs listening to this podcast, I just want y'all to know, I'll make this patty melt for the whole squad. Y'all win the championship. If y'all want one, I got you. All I need is a ship. Let me get one in my lifetime, baby.
One.
We want one.
One. Sorry, y'all. My taste buds is taking me away right now. Again, this is Boys Brewing Q. You know, somewhere down the line, as we continue forward with this podcast, you know, we're gonna post everything we do as far as social media. Like today's podcast, we posted everything that we did.
Might even be a lie. It might.
It might.
Go to pause again.
The pause. No, the pause. It was too late for the mic drop. But everything we do with the podcast and posting pics on social media is going to go along with the theme of our podcast again. Now, our next one's going to be appetizers. It's looking like we're agreeing on that. Everything we do as far as the podcast is going to be posted on our pages. It's going to be on the Boys Brewing Q page. And of course, we're going to be discussing appetizers. And of course, somewhere down the line, we might mess around and get some folks from social media that we follow as far as well-known chefs or local chefs who get down in the kitchen and do that thing. We can do an interview. We're going to have a Q&A. Hey, we're going to make this thing fun. Full. I think you got motion at your door.
I'm extra full. Hey, long as they don't come tripping.
They better not. I catch somebody going to my grill. It's going down.
Ain't that disrespectful?
Yeah.
When somebody come like flip your burgers on your grill.
Let's strip the strip real quick. You throw a party. Or you throw a nice little gathering. You out there getting your grill on. You in your zone. Got your old school playing. I don't know. It can be some old school 70s R&B funk. You might mess around and throw some Journey on. Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah.
And I'm taking you back. But you got that. You got that one guest. When you go in the house to go get your dry rub, your sauce, or your meat to throw on your grill, they want to touch your grill, your smoker. Season your stuff.
Not season it.
That you told
them. That really disrespectful.
You didn't tell them to touch your grill. You don't come to a man's house and touch his grill.
That real disrespectful. They're going to add some extra seasoning to it. You might not even want it.
I'm just saying.
No paprika on it.
But he put paprika, half container, on your stuff.
You got red chicken.
Went from India. No disrespect. But my chicken, I shouldn't be red. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't like that, boy. You got that one uncle, man.
I got you in your feelings.
Yeah, man. Cause I was thinking about it. You know, you got that one uncle that come over. Think he can out-grill everybody. You know, I got this nephew.
Gonna get the place.
Yeah, tell me what to do.
That's that uncle that be bringing the soy burgers that burn and start a fire on your grill. You laughing. I had that happen.
A whole soy burger?
I had that happen.
Cookout, you gotta go. Ain't even soy burger and cookout don't go together.
Hey, this podcast is gonna be fun. Again, we're in the comfort of our home, a backyard, near a smoker, near a grill, definitely near a cooler. You might mess around there. Say what's the drink of the day. The drink for the night? Blue Moon Mango Wheat Brewer Select. It's a wheat beer, but it's actually pretty smooth, I have to admit.
I don't even like beer, but I like it.
Yeah, he's more of the stronger connoisseur.
I'm a yak man.
He's a yak man. I'm a yak man, too. But it just depends what you're grilling and what you're smoking with. Yak go good with some stuff on the grill.
Yak go good with everything.
True. We also have some Ting sparkling grapefruit.
Yeah, we do have Ting.
And we're drinking it with some rain. Not summer rain.
Hey, but back to that yak, man. You know.
Back to the yak.
Yeah, man. You know, you had a long day. I mean, yak fixes a lot.
Yes, sir. Yes, it does.
You know, your boss getting on your nerve.
Ain't gonna lie, though. My boss turned me on to scotch. I had a few other boys turn me on some scotch. I'm picky with scotch, but scotch is, after a long day of work.
I ain't graduated yet.
Come on, man. You got to pass the class.
I mean, I keep hearing about it. I haven't.
You got to pass the class.
Yeah, I haven't graduated it yet, man.
Let's just say you're doing a tailgating, and it's 20-something degrees in the morning. The only heat you got is on that smoke and on that grill during that fire.
Mm-hmm.
A glass of scotch.
You ain't gonna be cold no more?
That's probably the smoothest bite you ever had.
Mm.
And also depends on what age that it, the age that that scotch is. Because you got your 10, you got the 12, 15.
I had some Jameson.
Jameson is phenomenal.
I had a little.
Jameson is good.
I had a little 12 years.
It's good. Jameson's good now.
All I could do was get like a half a shot almost. I mean, it was. My head was on fire.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. That's why I really don't got this fade. You know, that's Jameson. Jameson did. I had a head full of hell yesterday.
Boy, Jameson, boy. Man.
It was good, though.
Was it?
Yeah, it was good. 12 years, it was good.
Just to let y'all know, these places empty.
Wish y'all could see it.
I wish y'all could see it. He had a nerd only make one burger per person. I don't think I could have did a double patty melt, though.
I was looking out for everybody's health, you know.
Health?
Health.
I don't think my health could have taken just one patty. my health was looking for two patties. a double candy bacon patty melt. God.
Extra bacon.
Extra bacon.
What about a mumbo patty melt?
Interesting. So it looks like we might be doing a burger podcast in the future.
Yeah, what it sound like?
Stuffed burgers.
Mmm. With a mumbo.
Sounds like a plan. That sounds like a plan to me.
Candy bacon burger.
Yes, sir.
Stuff with Gouda.
Smoked bacon Gouda. Y'all hungry?
That was another pause.
I think I'm hungry again. That's another pause.
Yeah, I had to let y'all just soak that in. Some stuff you can't just run over.
You can't just keep going on. You just let it roll.
I saw it in my head. Did you see it?
That was like that Ratatouille win. Yeah, he had that Ratatouille, and then you remember the movie?
Yeah,
and the critic called the flashback.
Yeah, saw his whole
that was
saw
it.
His whole childhood.
Smoke bacon Gouda.
Childhood.
Then back to reality. Come and find out a rat done made your food. That was it.
Oh man! But what he did at the end? Came back. And you got the sauce.
Hey, you can't deny Chef his skills now.
Man.
Alright. Again, Boys Brewing Q. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this one. It's gonna be a lot smoother next time. But we're in our zone right now, so we ain't had no choice but to go and get you a little something.
For sure.
Next podcast, the theme, appetizers.
Hey.
You know you can go any way. Left, right, up, and down when it comes to appetizers. And it's always good to start a meal with a really good appetizer. But you got some appetizers that you can't get down with like that.
Yeah, I know. I got a couple in my head right now.
Name one.
In Indian cuisine, they do like grape leaves.
Grape leaves?
Yeah, grape leaves wrapped in, what's the name with it? Like chickpeas and grape leaves.
Yeah, I don't do trees for appetizers.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's kind of sour. Like,
you know what I tried? Well, me and my wife tried for the first time. We went on a cruise. We tried escargot for the first time.
That's pretty straight.
We have a motto in my house. Try anything once. I'm not saying everything, but when it comes to food, we try anything once. And she has texture issues.
Oh yeah, it is a little chewy.
And you know it's funny when you try some foods, whether it's grilled, barbecue, somebody's restaurant, things of that nature. If it's actually really good, and you go somewhere else that has the same thing, you will compare it to what you had that first time.
Yeah, you got to.
So we tried escargot, and it had like a garlic herb butter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, snails? And my buddy was like, Matt, yeah, he's like, Mac B, you got to try, man. Grab you a beer. But He said, you got to try it, man. I said, dude, I don't do nobody sniffs. We had that appetizer every day of the cruise when we went to dinner.
It was good, man.
I was shocked. They put you along the line of like a...
A mushroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If they do it right.
Yeah, like if they do it right. It kind of put me along the lines of that. So, hey, try anything once. Hey, I was shocked. You got any closing remarks?
Hey, man.
He fool.
Chef teasing, man. Stay smoking.
Where can they follow you at on social media?
Chef706 on Instagram. That's the only social media outlet I have.
If he ain't busy cooking, because he don't be on like that. He stay in the kitchen somewhere. Every time I turn around, he in somebody's oven. Doing something. It's hard to get him.
All in the oven.
You can catch me on Instagram, Max Smoking Barbecue. I think every week I'm just about doing something. I have barbecue projects. I'm doing something every weekend. But y'all gonna get at least one a month, or try as soon as we can out of us. Boys Brewing Q.
Yeah.
We about to be out this thing.
So, stay smoking, man.
Let me give y'all a little poetry before we roll out. Roses are red. Violets are blue. I like pulled pork. And you should too. Mic drop. Boys Brewer Q. We out this thing. Holla at y'all next podcast.